Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Marketing Espresso. I hope that you are well today. What kind of coffee are you drinking? I haven't had mine yet, so if this intro is a little bit shit, that's why. I am going to go make it as soon as I finish recording this. There's a little bit of insight into my life for you. So today I have someone back on the show who's been here twice already. I'm so excited to bring her back. Like, both of our chats were just like wild in my mind, and I took a lot out of them as a marketer and also as an aspiring author. So that's given away who we've got on the show again today. Today it's Kelly Irving. She is a best-selling book coach, editor, and the creator of the Expert Author Academy, a global coaching platform and community that has launched hundreds of award-winning authors into the world. She nurtures authors to bring their biggest, best, and most commercially viable ideas to market via traditional, hybrid, or self-publishing. Kelly's unique Write Book method helps connect dots and solve complex messaging problems by empowering original, creative, and renaissance spirits to share solutions, offer new insights, and produce work that enriches their lives as well as the lives of others. So I'll bring her on straight away. Today, I think it's a really great topic. You know, it's really going to challenge you as to whether it is time for you to write a book.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us again. This is awesome.
Thanks, Beck. I feel like a regular now.
I love this. I love it. I love having regulars. It's so important. Everyone that listens always says that to me. They're like, oh, I love so-and-so and it's so good you did so many episodes. So it is good. And I'm sure you'll be back again. So today, you know, anyone that's listened to the past two episodes will hear that we have spoken about like how a book can help you with marketing and then also how like how stories need to be intertwined and all of that and vulnerability and all that great stuff. But today I really wanted to do something that actually I think is even like for me, I'm excited to hear your thoughts on this. Like, what is my book? Like, how do you know when it's time to like, you know, put pen to paper? Okay, we're typing these days. No one's handwriting this thing. But I mean, there could be. You do you. But like, how do you know, how do you bring your thoughts together and come up with like that message or like when it's time?
Okay. Well, I think the first thing is there's never a right time to write.
Yeah, I love that.
Right? It's like anything hard. You know, we even touched on, I can't remember if it was in the last podcast episodes or in between, you know, like choosing something hard to do, like running a marathon.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I think it was in between. Yeah. We're saying, you know, you're not just showing up to do it.
It's like you always have that tussle. Should I? Shouldn't I? Yeah. Am I ready? Am I not? I haven't done enough preparation. I don't know what I'm doing. How the hell am I going to run 46 kilometers or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Right? So there's never really a right time. You have to take a jump. You have to make that leap.
You got to be brave.
You got to have skin in the game. You've got to be brave and you've got to commit to this is something I really want to do and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So everything in like my work is really designed about how, like creating a container for people and an environment that's going to help enable them to commit to the project because it's only through commitment that you'll get to that end result of having a book. So I think, yeah, firstly, like what we were saying, you know, it is a preparation piece. You can never really feel quite ready. So I think a lot of the value is actually in the discovery phase what this is going to be. And that's actually what you're investing in. So it might take you 3 months to do your book. It might take you 6 months. It might take you 12 months. It might take you 36 months.
Yeah.
But you're going to have all this stuff that happens before you get to that. And that's what you have to see that you're investing in.
Yeah.
In order to take that leap.
So how do I know what my message is? How do I figure out in all the stuff that I do day in, day out, that there's a book there?
And I think that's the important, like, next point because a lot of people will say or feel like they can't make the jump until they know what they're saying or what they want to say.
Yeah, that's like me. I feel like I've got to have something important to say, right?
So we go around in a circle because, and I'll give you a classic because I heard this in a conversation, not mentioning any names, but maybe recently, oh, I think I need to have my title.
I feel called out.
Not mentioning any names, not dubbing anybody in.
Oh, God.
I got to work on my title.
I'm called out. Look at Working Marketing Espresso.
So this is what happens when we focus on title. Mm. So think about I think about all the content that you're writing and how you write, what you write. It's really hard to write one sentence or three words that sum everything up. So this is why copywriters, advertising execs get paid the big bucks, right? They get paid so much money because it's really hard to define something in three words, but it's a lot easier to write a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then edit it down and hone your message and find those points and things like that. So a lot of people will feel reluctant to start something until they know what that title is. But actually what happens is when you focus on title, you are focusing on a lot of the times it's like a catchy title, a catchy marketing thing.
Yeah.
And what will happen when we write, we keep writing to this catchy marketing thing. So your book ends up being advertorial. What you're writing ends up being advertorial because you keep writing to this title and you keep thinking that it has to link back.
At least you know I'm a true marketer though, because the first place I went was title, right? It was like, guys, we need to be catchy. Like we need to be different.
Totally. And I'm not like, we'll flip it because it's not bad, but it's just knowing what happens, I think.
Yeah.
And so in all of the cases I've ever seen when people have a title, my advice is always have that title, but hold it lightly.
Mm.
Because what will happen is, so a lot of book writing is actually flipping your mindset on what you think you should be doing or you think that's going to work. It's actually doing the opposite. So we think that to have the right book idea, to have the right content, we need to focus on what is going in the book. But actually, we need to focus on what is staying out of the book.
I love it when you say that. That's so true, right?
And so when we have a title, we're just writing to the title.
Yeah.
Instead of writing to the person that you're trying to influence. That way, you know, and we had this in our last session, remembering that one person that you're writing to, where they're at, what their unique situation is and how you can help them. That's how you choose the right content that's going to help them, not giving them everything and hoping and praying for the best that something's going to land. So title, and I think this is the thing with publishing, because we've been taught in traditional publishing, especially if you go with a publisher, it's all about pitching a catchy title.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, when you that's part of the pitch, is to have a really good title. In my experience, and I've worked with a lot of publishers over the years, you know, 60% of the people in our group get picked up by publishers. I've never had a book pitch rejected by a publisher. Title doesn't necessarily matter so much. Having a good title doesn't matter as long as you've got a great idea and a great, you know, thinking and like marketing behind the book and how you're going to get it into people's hands.
Yeah.
Title can be honed and it can be worked on. And the only reason why we've been led to believe that the title is the most important thing is because publishers will lock it in quite early because they've got all these other people behind the scenes that have to do things in that business to set up the title for release.
Yeah.
But I've seen, like, especially over the years, I reckon it takes them longer now to come up with titles. It's not a be-all, end-all at the beginning.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's so many books out there now. Like, I'm assuming that there's titles that have been reused and stuff as well.
Oh, definitely. Like, I still see titles come out with publishers now, and I'm like, I've seen that before. Did no one just get on Amazon and, like, put it into a simple search? But that's what I mean. There's so many other things that go behind it. And actually, I mean, I know this is sidetracking a bit because it's not just about time. I do want to come back to that. Okay, well, how do I find the right book idea then and the right angle? Your title, actually, what's more important is your subtitle.
Yeah, because that talks to who you're talking to.
You have to be really clear on in that subtitle who your book is for. What's the problem and what's the overall promise from reading this book?
Mm, yeah.
So, and again, if I go back to that point, so your title might be one word, but your subtitle might be 10. So it's a lot easier to write 10 words than it is to write one word.
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're actually honing by going backwards.
Yeah, totally.
I think the other thing, like, is not just the title, but then people get stuck on the, well, I need to have a good structure.
Yeah.
You know, before I can start. Yeah. I've got to know what my structure is.
Well, I went through that just before with you too.
Yeah. But again, it's going back to, well, Beck, who are we writing our book for?
Yeah.
What's the problem we're solving for this person?
Yeah.
Because that's the only way that you will come up with the content that's going to drive that reader journey, because you've got to take someone from the beginning of the book and they're at a certain place and they're going to end up somewhere else at the end of the book.
Yeah.
So you got to choose those signposts along those ways. So you actually don't need that stuff. We jump too quickly into, like, and I think it's conception. People think that they're going to sit down tomorrow when they've decided to write a book, and they're going to sit down tomorrow and that's it. They're starting to work on their book. But it's that preparation phase again. Yeah. We've got to get ready to run the race.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to know why we're doing it. We need to know who we're doing it for, and all these other kind of foundational elements, which actually makes it a lot easier to do.
I was going to say, I feel like writing a business book would actually be a lot clearer than trying to write like a memoir, because obviously a business book, you're like, you know who you want to buy you, right? So you know who you're kind of like, if you sit down, you do the work. You have to do the work though with anything like this. This is so relevant for marketing, because if you, even just with your marketing, if you haven't done the work of who it's for, it's not landing with anyone.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you do that work and you're like, yep, cool, this is who I want to pick up this book, and this is genuinely who I want to help. Like, this is why I got into business. Whereas I feel like with a memoir, that would be really hard, because it could be for, I mean, tell me if I'm completely wrong here, but it could be for like quite a few people or different types of people that have been through similar experiences, or, you know.
Yeah. So it's a really great question, but you're still writing a book for one person. I think mentioned this in a previous episode, like memoir, it's really easy to say, I've got this story.
Yeah.
I really want to share it. And people are genuine, like that. I'm not judging this at all. This is a really genuine place to be. And I've got a story and I really want to share it with other people to help them. However, even with a memoir, it's not your story. It's a story for someone else. Yeah, it's a story written for someone else.
Yeah.
And so you still need to know who that one person is that you're writing that story to.
Yeah.
And it still needs to be like, so I use, there are three particular types of structures I use in all of my work. And it's just deciding, knowing which like category of book and what style you're writing, memoir, nonfiction, something else.
Mm.
And that there's a, you know, a proven structure that I use for each of those. So memoir has its own kind of structure. It will differentiate a little bit from a business book, but there's a structure, there's a foundation. Yeah. It's like any house that you build, you got to know, you know, how to connect the water, where you got to have your water connected, your electricity. You know, you got to have some basics before you start decorating the walls and bringing in couches and stuff like that. So a book is no different.
Yeah, totally.
Like starting with those little steps first and building up. We just like to jump to the sexy part, like what color your walls are going to be and the size of your bed and, you know, all that. We want to jump to the sexy part first, right? Yeah. We want to create the mood boards and know the colors. And it's the same with marketing, right?
It's such a marketing thing to do.
Like branding and stuff like that. We want the sexy stuff first, but we can't do the sexy stuff yet.
Until we've got
really solid foundation.
And I think that, like, and you did say this in another episode, and I think, like, saying it again, it is not for you. And I think that is so relevant. Like in your business, you didn't start, as we said before, you didn't start your business for you. So it's so relevant. So back to the point, like when do you feel like I don't even know how to word this, because I don't really know what the answer is, because it's like there's no right time, right? But when is it that you've got the key message that you're like, yes, this is it. Book needs to happen.
So this is going to differ for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think that's the hard thing.
Yeah. There's no like silver bullet.
There's no silver bullet. A book is an iterative process. And through that whole process, you are always constantly honing your message.
Yeah.
You're always making it better. You're testing out your content as you'll go. You're seeing what lands with your audience. And that actually informs what you're writing and how you put together that piece of work. So I think this is really hard for people, but it's also important. So, and I think it depends on what type of person you are. So I have this like little continuum. It's called the Mike to Mark continuum. It's like based on two authors of mine. So Michael Dixon is this highly creative person. He's got ideas, you know, going out of his brain. To actually get him to sit down and build a plan for what he's going to write is really incredibly hard, because as an artist, he doesn't really work like that, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I often use improv acting as an example. To have that spontaneity in the moment, to be able to show up, there's actually a method behind it. So you have to have something that's going to harness those creative ideas. The other end of the spectrum, you might be someone who's a bit more like Mark Wales. So he's a ex-SAS commander that I worked with.
It's very planned.
preparation, knowing the battle you're going to go in for. Holy moly, this guy blew my mind. I'd like be like, okay, you need to do this, 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 and that. Thinking he was going to do it in a week and he'd do it in like 24 hours and give me something else, right? Like some people are really literal. Some people love planning. Some people don't.
Yeah.
So for me, there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach to writing and publishing a book. For me, it's actually about how do I create an environment for people to be able to make those wise decisions and choices based on who they are, what they're trying to do, and how they work best. Because we're talking about translating stuff from your head onto a page.
Yeah.
And there's all types of neurodiversity that comes in with this, you know, like, so it, like I had, we had a coaching session on once with Nathan Suds, and he is a coach for people with ADHD, and he made me realize, I was like, oh my God, I've probably worked with so many people with ADHD and never known. And also they've probably never known that they have it.
Yeah.
And I teach focus. I teach discipline.
Yeah.
So my way of teaching that is not going to resonate with them.
No.
So it's really about, you know, finding those avenues that work for you. And so that what is the right idea? You might know from the get-go, this is it. This is what I'm writing about. This is my idea. And you'll steamroll three parts because it's well honed. You might have been running a business for a long period of time and you've done market research, you've done analysis, you've got a really well honed audience already. You know what you do, you know what products and services you offer. So you might be a little bit further ahead of the game when it comes to your book writing because you've already done that work.
Yeah.
Whereas for other people, they may still be working out what that best audience is for them.
Yeah.
So I think of you now, Beck. I'm trying to give you confidence here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing in your business will influence what you're doing in your book.
Yeah,
that's totally. The two complementary.
Yeah.
And so if you're honing what services you're putting together or who you want to work with and things like that, you're going to ask those same questions when it comes to honing that angle of your book.
Oh, yeah. And I've asked those same questions the last 12 months, you know, and that's, it's been a journey. Like for me, it has been a real journey of like, yeah, what is it that you want to do and who do you want to work with? And it's about also for me, it was a big thing about understanding my strengths and learning what they actually were.
Yeah. Strengths is a good one.
Yeah.
I think, so there's one thing, and this is a downloadable, like a free resource that people can download. I'll give you the link so people can do it. So there's something, a tool that I use with people called the book screening canvas. It's very much like the, you know, like your entrepreneurial canvas, the idea of, canvas where you're screening like a business idea.
Yeah.
The same can be done with a book.
Love that.
Right? You can do it in 15 minutes based on certain criteria that you'd be thinking about with a book. It's almost like very similar criteria if you were screening how good a business idea is.
Yeah.
You can do it multiple times.
Cool.
So you'll often find that your book idea, you're not changing topics. It's the same topic at its heart, but it's just a slightly different angle or it might be a slightly different audience. So for me with this tool, the thing that I want people to realize and the thing that I see happens as a result of using it, two things. One, you realize how much you actually have in your head and how much valuable content you do already have.
Yeah.
And the second thing, which is astounding for a lot of people, they're like, you know, within 15 minutes, they brain dump this in. They're like, oh, maybe I do have something to say. I was like, oh my God, yeah, hello. But we have to intuitively get to, like, that's why I love this tool, because intuitively you need to be shown, you're almost showing yourself.
Yeah.
So if I had, you know, a penny, you know that question, if you have a penny or a coin or whatever for the question that you often get asked, I reckon most people come to me and they want to know, Kelly, is this a good idea?
Yeah, 100%.
They just want me to say, yep, this is the idea that you should go forward with. And it's actually not about me. It's not about me. I am not here to validate you. You can only validate your best idea.
Yeah.
And that's why I love this tool, because you'll actually see yourself, oh, I actually do have this knowledge. I actually could do this. I actually do have an idea in here.
Yeah.
And then it's just honing that
afterwards.
And
I think, okay, so that to wrap up, I think the answer is use the tool and, yes, start writing your book today. But do the work first, okay? But in all seriousness, I do think the thing is that we probably all have a book in us, and it is about figuring out who it's for. And you know, like, we all have IP. It is about whether, and we spoke about this in another episode, it actually is about whether, what's your why? Why are you going to write it?
Yeah. I think that's, so a couple of things. That's the first step. Like, most people will go into this, do I self-publish or go with a traditional publisher? It's the wrong question to ask straight up, because we can't answer that question until we know why we're doing the book in the first place.
Yeah, 100%.
But like, secondly, I just want to play devil's advocate, because I like doing this. Like, do we all have a book in us? I don't actually think we do. I think we all genuinely have stories in us, absolutely, and we should be sharing those stories. But I don't think everybody has a book in them, because they have to, it's hard, and not everyone will commit to that.
Yeah.
But you all have stories.
I like that way of re-saying that, because you're right. Some people, like, it's funny, and I have to tell this story now. But I was away at a conference literally like a week and a half ago, and I was sitting down at breakfast across from, she's one of the most wonderful women that I know. I'm blessed to have known her for quite some time. I found out a whole other side to her, this breakfast that I didn't even know existed. And it was literally her past, because it didn't just never come up in conversation before. And I was like, you need to write a book. Like, I was like, holy shit. Like, the stuff that she knew about the fashion industry, I was like, that's got to be a book. And she just has no interest in wanting to write one.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I want to know, me personally, I want to know all of that stuff. But you're right. So everyone has stories. It doesn't mean it's a book.
Yep.
Love that. That's a perfect way to end, I think, Kelly. Thank you. Thank you for joining us again. There's been a wealth of knowledge here, and I'm sure people will either go away feeling inspired to write a book, or use the tool, which we'll put in the show notes, or they're just going to start telling their stories because they cannot be bothered to write a book. But you still need to tell your stories is the key takeaway.
The key takeaway is you have stories to tell, like, tell them.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in Potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.